boys and girls. Welcome to the Children's Bible Club, coming to you from Santa Rosa Christian Academy in Milton, Florida. We're mighty glad you've joined us for the broadcast today. Have a pencil and paper handy. You'll need to get an address after a while. And now, join the choir as they start the broadcast under the direction of Mr. Howard Woods. Choir for that good singing. And we're glad for the good letters we've been receiving from our Bible clubbers. You know, those letters are all important because it's so important that we know what stations you folks are listening to us on. And you know, last week I offered you a brochure and said if you'd write, I would send you the brochure with the listing of the Children's Bible Club's books and the cassette story tapes. And also we have the books with a combination book and tape together. And so I'd like to send you that brochure so you could be up to date on what's available from the Children's Bible Club. I know teachers who use these books in Sunday schools and Christian day school classrooms and Bible clubs. And then I know a lot of boys and girls that just love to have them at home to listen to when they're at home or before they go to bed at night. So write for your brochure and have a good list of what's available from the Children's Bible Club. Send your request to me, Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32572. A simple postcard will do. Just say brochure and list the name of the station or the call letters that you hear the Bible Club on, and I'll get the brochure right back to you. Print your name and address plainly, though, too. And send it to me this week, Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32572. Oh, these are wonderful days to live for the Lord, to be a Christian, and be a witness for Him. And I hope every Bible Clubber will be faithful this week. And now, here's the Bible Club choir again.
Praise God.
found out that that big white cat was well-named. No half-tamed Mustang ever spooked at the sight of a snake in the trail worse than Spook spooked at the slightest motion or sound. Spook could be curled up in the coziest cat nap, but disappear like a phantom at the sound of a strange footfall on the porch. His inner motor could be purring smoothly as he lay in serene contentment on the carpet, yet he could be gone like a streak at the stir in the room. Poor Spook. He was foreign to strangers, for no stranger ever saw him. He fled before they came into view. How such a creature of gentleness and affection could turn into an instant tornado, cutting a swath of escape before man or beast or friend or enemy, was a mystery. Poor Spook. No wonder he was sick. Was it severe cat fright? Was it a case of cat nerves? Was it cat ulcers from all his upsets? Whatever it was didn't seem to be self-curable. 1, 2, 3 days, and Spook hadn't touched a bite of food. Kitty salmon, bits of beef, and other feline delicacies meant nothing. Soothing cream was ignored. Gourmet delights of catnip were no temptation to the big white cat now. He was now too weak to move, no matter what disturbance arose. Poor Spook! The fourth day of the malady only brought faster sinking. All strength was gone. No amount of self-help, no amount of home remedy would suffice. Spook was in serious trouble. To move him to a veterinarian would surely frighten the poor kitty beyond measure, but to fail to seek help seemed like certain doom. At last, caring arms lifted the limp, fevered body into a box, gently put it in the car, and cautiously drove away. Ah, the kindly doctor, skilled in the art of relief and cure of disease and injury in animals, was a man of few words and little time. Going without hesitation directly to the problem, he gave his diagnosis and announced the urgent remedy. Serious infection was the verdict, and an immediate large dose of medication was given with a needle and syringe. The ailing cat was packed up, ready to be returned home, along with an envelope of 30 small purple tablets. Antibiotics, said the vet. Give one 3 times a day, or the disease could prove fatal. Well, with such a threatening warning, there was no doubt that the pet would receive the prescribed pills. Distasteful flavor, difficult swallowing, disturbance of rest and sleep would have no effect in the matter. He would take the pills by choice or by force, but he would take them. It was a matter of life and death. And take them he did. Every day, careful yet determined fingers forced open the little pink jaws and thrust the purple tablet, closed his mouth, and stroked his throat until the vital medicine was swallowed. Would the remedy be effective? Was it in time? It worked. Oh, joy, it worked. Gradually the medicine took effect, and each passing day brought a measure of strength and vitality until health was restored. Spook was himself again, able to eat, sleep, purr, yes, and scat in a flash. What a difference the medicine made. The remedy really worked. Oh, and boys and girls without the Lord Jesus Christ find themselves in much the same condition, but it's much worse. The disease has not set in of late. Boys and girls were born with the deadly disease of sin. And it not only will be fatal, it already is fatal. Ephesians 2:1 says that without the Savior we are dead in trespasses and sins. As by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, so death passed on all men, for all have sinned. What a desperate diagnosis that in every child born is a fatal disease that causes disobedience and lying and sneakiness and impudence and deceitfulness and all other inexcusable sins. And the verdict is that the wages of sin is death. Is there no hope? Is there no remedy? God gives a wonderful answer, boys and girls. He gives the only prescription, the only remedy for sin. Christ died for our sins. The blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sins. He that hath the Son hath life. God makes the remedy for sin plain and simple. It's faith in Christ Jesus, his Son. No other answer will do. Not baptism, not being good, not joining a church. These answers, no matter how good, will prove fatal without faith in Christ. Neither is there salvation in any other name under heaven among men whereby we must be saved. God loves us and has graciously provided the remedy for sin. The remedy awaits, but God won't force his cure on you. Salvation is a matter of the will. It's a matter of choice. Oh, won't you today receive Christ Jesus as your Savior? Receive him as the only remedy for sin, the only hope of eternal life, and then know the joy of salvation and new life in Christ. Oh, God can cure you if you'll trust him today.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club broadcast with Aunt Carolyn and the Children's Bible Club Choir. The program is heard each week on this station at this same time, and we hope you will join us again next week, and be sure to tell your best friend to listen too. The Children's Bible Club is produced by the Santa Rosa Christian Academy of Florida in Milton, Florida. Be sure to write to Aunt Carolyn this week for information about the storybooks and tapes that are produced by the Children's Bible Club. These books and tapes can be used in Sunday school classes, day school, summer camp work, daily vacation Bible school, or in the home for story time. Aunt Carolyn would like to hear from you today. Be sure to mention the call letters of the radio station that you're listening to. Her address is Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32570. That's Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32570.